Well, before we begin the sermon today, with it being Memorial Day, I think it is good to pause and to remember. To remember those who have gone before and those who have paid the price for our freedoms. So I'd like to just take a moment, and if there are people out there today who have had a loved one or a friend who has died while serving our country and fighting for us, I'd like to invite you to stand at this time. If you have a loved one or a friend that you know of who has died while serving our country, I'd like to invite you to stand. Thank you. Now I'd like to invite us to bow our heads for just a moment of silence before we pray. Our loving Father in heaven, you see the individuals who have stood today. You know the hole that they have in their heart for that precious person who gave their all that we might enjoy the freedoms and the liberties that we enjoy today. So we thank you, Lord. Help us today to remember. Help us today to listen to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Remembering is not easy, is it? Even at an early age, we have to work hard to try and remember things. Many of us are now done with school, but you can remember when you were in school, or maybe just a few weeks ago you were in school, and you had to learn all those math problems, and you had to figure out addition and then subtraction, and once you thought you had that mastered, they said, oh no, there's more. There's multiplication and division, and you had to learn all these tables. Then, there was spelling, and you had to memorize all the different rules here in the English language. I before E, except after C, and other crazy words out there that we have. All these things we have to remember. Some of you have just finished that test time. Some of you took finals this week, and you spent the week memorizing and learning. I can remember years ago having to be in Greek class, memorizing all these funny words. Akouloutheo is that word up there. I had to learn that one along with many others and to commit them to memory and go over it and over it and over it, trying not to forget. But I've discovered that it doesn't get easier as we get older, does it? Remembering things. I mean, I used to kind of be able to remember everything. I just would file it away and it'd be there. And I was shocked when I would be working with my senior pastor years ago and I'd remind him of something and he'd forgotten it. And I thought, man, how does he forget those things? Well, now I'm a little older, and things don't stay up there like they used to. What do you do to try and remember? To make sure that you don't forget? Years ago, when I would try to make sure I wouldn't forget something, I would write it on my knuckle, on my hand. I just kind of write it there or put an initial there. And just a couple weeks ago, I had that incident that, oh, I better not forget this. So I wrote on my knuckle, I wrote an M on my knuckle early in the day. And later in the day, I was driving from an appointment, driving along, and saw my knuckle. I had an M on it. I said, what in the world does that M stand for? I racked my brain, M, what did the M, what was the M? And then I realized after a while, oh yeah, Mother's Day, can't forget Mother's Day. Never happened to you? We use a lot of ways to try and remember things. We come up with to-do lists, and we also have, we've got those fancy alarms on our cell phone. I'm starting to use that a lot more to make sure I don't forget an appointment. There's calendars on our computers where we can put all our things that we've got going on. And then, of course, there's the tried and true sticky note. You can put that out there and remind you so you don't forget something important. And then if you don't have sticky notes, you can go old school and tie a string to your finger. Anybody used to do that years ago? I got to make sure I don't forget, so you tie a string to your finger to remind you. Well, this weekend is a time of remembrance for our country. A time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. In this cartoon here, there's a grandfather who's a vet, and he's taken his teenage grandson to a cemetery and says, "I'd like to introduce you to a real American Idol." This is a time to remember. We pause to remember so that we'll be sure not to forget what others have done. This weekend can also be a time of remembering our loved ones, those who we've lost, who held a place in our heart and yet are no longer here with us. We stop to remember this weekend. And God's word is full of counsel to remember. But why is it important for us to remember the past? Let me show you the scripture text for today. If you'd open your Bibles to Psalm chapter 77. Why do we need to remember? Why does God spend so much time in his word counseling us to remember the past? We'll turn to Psalm 77, and we'll start in verse 7. Listen to what the psalmist says. "Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in his anger shut up his tender mercies?" What's the Bible writer going through as he writes this? We all go through times of despair, and I think that's what he's remembering. And when those dark days come to us, we must remember what God has done in the past when we face the storms of today. That's why we have to remember. And in the midst of this despair, the psalmist continues in verse 10, says, "And this is my anguish," that he just shared with us. He says, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. We hear about the right hand in the Bible all the time, the right hand of the Father, the right hand. It has powerful significance because when they would have the judgment set up, the Sanhedrin would be there, you'd have all the judges, because actually the judges were actually the lawyers for the person who was on trial. And then there were three scribes, and the one scribe on the right was the scribe who would count the votes up for the redeeming. That's why it's important that Jesus stands at the right hand of the Father. And he says, "I'm going to remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds." We must remember the acts of God in the past in order to gain hope for tomorrow. God knows this, knows it's important for us to remember, so we see this throughout the Bible. I'm not sure about you, but have you ever thought about looking into your future? Gazing into the future and seeing what's out there. And we kind of think about us looking forward into our future, or God guiding us hand in hand into our future. But the reality is, we can't see the future, can we? Unless God has given you foresight and give you that prophetic gift, we cannot see anything into our future. But I remembered a unique idea, had learned it again from a pastor here in the conference, from Pastor George McLean. And it reminded me that in Hebrew thought, God doesn't grab our hand and guide us from the front. In Hebrew thought, in the Bible, God guides us from behind. Let me show it to you. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, a verse many of us might know, Isaiah 30, verse 21 says here, "You shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" The voice comes from behind. Why? Why does the voice come from behind? Well, because as we look, we can only see the past, can't we? What do we say? Hindsight is 20/20. We can't see the future. We can only see the past. So as we're looking at the past, as we're learning from the past, God guides us to the future from behind. In Revelation chapter 1, you remember this, when John is receiving this vision and God speaks to him, says, "I heard," where? "Behind me, a loud voice like a trumpet." John hears this word, this voice from God from behind. And God is going to guide John into what's coming into the future. Friends, we have to look to the past in order to remember and learn. And when we do that, God will guide us right from behind into the future. So, do you have trouble remembering today? Do you forget things? Well, there are some things in life that we really only forget one time. And then you completely learn your lesson after that one time. You really learn it. Gentlemen, how many of you, after you said your I do's, had a lesson to learn? Maybe a few, but there's one lesson that you really only had to make a mistake on once, and then you were reminded to never forget it again. Yes, you really only get one mistake there, and then you better learn and never forget again. Remembering. This morning we're going to look through the Bible and try to see the things that God tells us to remember. We're going to start in the Old Testament. And I want to ask you this morning, what is God asking you to remember? Well, throughout the Old Testament, God reminded them of His law and said, "Don't forget my law, write it down." And so they did. They literally wrote down God's law and they would put it on their foreheads. This is a little box there, if you've ever heard of that. It's called a phylactery, and they would write down God's law, roll it up, and stick it right on their forehead so they wouldn't forget God's law. That was their string on the finger, I guess, back then. But God knew that that wasn't going to cut it, so He gave a promise. If you want to turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah 31, we're going to give you some exercise through your Bibles today. So turn to Jeremiah 31. God says, writing it down and sticking it on your forehead, that's not going to work. Not long term. So in Jeremiah 31, 33, God tells us in the Old Testament what's coming that's new. Jeremiah 31, verse 33, God gives them a promise. He says, "By this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days." This is talking about the future. Says the Lord, "I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people." God said, "You're not going to forget, not because of what you have done, but because of where I'm going to put it. I'm going to put it in here so you won't forget it. I'm going to put it in here so it will be a part of you." In Deuteronomy 32, you've got a beautiful song that is written in the Bible. And we don't have any idea how it was actually sung. But God said, "Learn this song and remember that I saved you from oppressing powers." So they would write songs. They would build monuments. Whenever God did something neat, they would build an altar in Genesis to remember what God had done. So, what monuments have you built in your life to remember what God has done? Today, in your spiritual walk, do you have any strings on your fingers? There are too many times when I come across Christians who are going through rough times. They're going through tragedy and heartache. And they say to me, "Pastor, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I'm not sure if God is still there for me." And I ask them, "Is this the first time you've gone through a difficult time?" And they say, "Well, no, I've had trouble in the past." And I say, "Oh, did God bring you through that rough patch in your past?" They say, "Well, yeah, sure, God brought me through." And I say, "Then why are you worrying today? Has God fallen asleep on you? Is He on vacation today?" They say, "No." That's right, He's still working just as hard today. But the problem is we've forgotten the past. We've forgotten the lessons there. We have no monuments in our mind to remind us about God's power to save. No strings on our fingers. Throughout the Bible, if you want to go home today, you can get on the internet and do a little search. You can search two words, remember and covenant. And throughout the Old Testament, God over and over again says, "I will remember. I will remember the covenant." Over and over again, God says that. Only the problem was not with God forgetting His covenant, was it? The problem was with us forgetting the covenant and the agreement that God gave. That's why God gave them the sanctuary originally, to help them to remember, to carry with them a constant reminder of God's power to save. For it is the curse of humanity that we forget. This last week, about 10 days ago, Jeanette and I and the kids were driving home from College View Academy and had a picnic for all the families, and we had gone there, and I knew that I was going to be preaching on this topic, so on the way home, I asked my wife, I said, do we have any stories about forgetting things or remembering things? I need some of those stories. And she smiled, and she replied, and she said, well, I don't know, because I never forget anything. This is what she said to me. Now, you all going to think I'm making this next part up. I am not. This is the God's honest truth. Not 30 seconds after she said that, and we both kind of laughed, she got her purse out, and she started rummaging around in her purse. And then she kind of frantically started rummaging around in her purse. And she looked up with a panic look on her face, and she said, I think I forgot. And then I finished her sentence. Your cell phone? As I handed it to her. Because it had been in my pocket. Because she'd forgotten it on the table at the picnic. Johanna doesn't give me all the sermon illustrations. Mommy helps out sometimes too. And us guys, we got to cherish these moments. And this doesn't happen a whole lot. And we got to hold on to these because, I think I forgot. And there it was, and I'm holding it in my hand. Your cell phone? Oh, it was perfect. You couldn't have scripted it better. What lengths would you go to if you lost your cell phone? Or your iPad? Or your laptop? God wants us to make sure that we don't forget things even more important than our cell phones. Throughout the Bible, both Old and New Testament, God says, don't forget that I made you. Don't forget creation. So what did God put in place so that we would never forget that He created us? What string did He put on humanity's finger? We find it in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 and on. He said, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. For in 6 days the Lord created the heavens and the earth and the sea and rested the seventh day. The string that God gave us was the seventh day Sabbath to remind us that we came from God's hand. Now we have special days in our life and throughout the calendar. We have birthdays to remember the past. We have anniversaries. We have Memorial Day to remember the past. But God gave us a special day to remember Him too. Not just once a year in December, not just on Easter in spring, but every 7 days when Saturday comes, when the Sabbath comes, God says, remember me. Have you forgotten that special time God wants to spend with you? Or the flip side of this is not forgetting God's anniversary date, but actually taking that anniversary date and turning it into a day of drudgery and boredom. Have we done that with God's special day? What does God want you to remember today? There's remembering in the New Testament as well. What does God want us not to forget? Turn with me all the way to the back of your Bible, not Revelation, but right in front of it. Turn to the tiny little book of Jude. It's chapter 1 because there's only one chapter. But turn to Jude. We're going to look at verse 17. Jude 17, what does God want us to remember today? Jude, verse 17. He says, but you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus. What are we supposed to remember here? The Word of God. In our frantic pace of our world today, do we forget to listen to God's Word? Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 39, that the scriptures, they are them that testify about him. So if we want to know about Jesus, if we want to hear his voice, we have to take the time to read. What else are we supposed to remember? If you turn a few books back to 2 Peter, chapter 1, Peter wants us to not forget something as well, and this is something that woe be upon us if we forget this. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. The apostle says, "And so we have a prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place." Peter says, don't forget prophecy. Don't forget what God has predicted. One of our Adventist writers, George Knight, said the greatest danger for Seventh-day Adventism today is to forget that we are a movement of prophecy. We are here predicted from prophecy. We are here with a job to do. Amen? What else are we called to remember? If you turn now to Matthew, we're going to find something that Jesus told us very specifically to never forget. Matthew chapter 25. Verse 35, we find this parable that's happening, and Jesus says to the people that he is going to save at the very end of time, Matthew 25, verse 35, he says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was in prison, and you visited me. I was sick. You came to me." Jesus says how we treat the poor and the hurting around us will reveal if we are truly his children. And my friends, I am so proud of this church because part of the giving that you do, part of the giving you give to the local church budget goes to help our Good Neighbor Community Center, which is here in town, helping local folks who need a leg up. We support that with our giving every month. And we also have our benevolent fund to help folks in need. And part of your giving every month goes to that, to help those who just need a leg up in life. And that fund helps those who are in the church and those who are even outside. Friends, we must remember the poor, those who are in need. And in this church, we even have members who go out and do prison ministry. It's a powerful ministry because you're never more in tune and able to listen than when you have time on your hands. These things matter to Jesus, he says. What other strings does Jesus want on our fingers? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, Paul tells us something to remember. He commends God's people to remember this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, again, I hope you're getting your fingers working today. Do some exercise through the Bible. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 2, he says at this church, "Now I praise you, brothers, that you remember me in all things." He says, "I thank you and I praise you for remembering me." Now this is Paul. This is a guy who saw the Lord. This is a guy who helped evangelize the then known world. He followed the Holy Spirit. He led others to faith. And yet he says, "I need your thoughts and I need your prayers." God wants you to remember your church leaders, your ministry leaders. Your pastors need prayers, amen? We do. Remember us. I'll tell you what, it means so much to me, and I know it means the same to Pastor Andy, when you tell us, "Hey, Pastor, I've been praying for you." We need that. Don't forget to pray for us. Another string in the Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Paul says, don't forget this. Turn to 2 Timothy now, a few books back there. 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 8, another string from the Lord. He says, "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." We must never, never forget Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection. For without that event, we have nothing. We have nothing. Friends, we don't erect stone monuments today. We don't put altars up. So how does God ask us and remind us today? Jesus gives us monuments in time. He gives us the Sabbath every day to remember. And he gives us the communion service that we celebrate throughout the year to remember Jesus' death and his resurrection. Now, of course, there's tons of other things. I encourage you to go through your Bible sometime and look up the word remember. What does God want you to remember? But just a couple more here. At the end of time, God's people, what do we need to remember? Very famous text for us, Revelation 14, verse 12. And in that text, God tells us three things about his people at the end of time. He says, remember that you are saved by faith in Jesus. Remember the Ten Commandments and remember to wait patiently for Jesus' return. Those are God's people at the end of time. That's what they're remembering. That's what they're doing. Is that what we're about today? And one last thing to remember is to remember why you're all still here. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus said that we are here today to go into all the world and preach. You say, Pastor, I'm not a preacher. Well, I love the saying that says, go everywhere, always preaching the gospel, and when necessary, use words. Because the best sermon you preach will be the one that you don't even say, but the one you live. And you can preach everywhere you go just by living the way Jesus lives. We're here for a reason, friends. We're here to know Jesus, to live Jesus, and then to share Jesus. It's just that simple. That's why we're still walking the earth. So with all these things we've gone over, are your fingers full of strings today? Things that God wants you to remember. Have you forgotten anything? As we finish up, and I think about this remembering, not just about us, but I want God to remember some things too, don't you? I want God to remember something, and then there are some things that I would prefer that God would forget. Can you say amen to that? So some things you want God to forget? And you say, wait a second, Pastor, how is that possible? How can God forget? I have no idea, other than he said he would. And it's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17. A wonderful verse here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17. It says, then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Can you say amen? Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord that we have a God who can forget. I want him to forget my sins, to forget the wrongs that I've done. But I want him to remember something too. What I want him to remember is in Psalm 106, verse 4. The psalmist says, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. The psalmist says, remember me, Lord. Forget all that stuff. Forget all my sins. But still remember me. I praise the Lord that our God will not forget me and will not forget you when we give our life to him. And friends, he has a much better way to remember you and me than strings or sticky notes or even a cell phone. Jesus has found a way to never forget us. And it doesn't involve strings. For it's in Isaiah verse chapter 49, verse 16, where he tells us that he will not forget you. It tells us that he cannot forget you. For it says, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. He's written your name on the scars that he carries and will always carry. You are forever written on his nail-scarred hands. Friends, we worry about a great many things in this world. We worry that we'll forget an appointment or forget a conversation. But there is one thing that I never, never have to worry about. I never have to worry that Jesus will forget me. It ain't gonna happen. So today, let us remember what God calls us to remember. Let us remember the sacrifice of those gone before and for the freedoms that we have today. But may we never forget, may we never forget that our God will forget our sin when we let them go. He'll forget them, and yet He will still remember us. May our hope rest in this God who will forget what needs forgetting and still remember you and me. Our Father in heaven, we're so grateful, Lord, that you don't need a string to remember me. You don't need a string to remember us. But you've put our names on your hands. You've put our names right close to your heart. And thank you, Lord, for being willing to forget all the things that we want forgotten, all the things that we'll let go. Help us to remember you, Lord, to remember your love, your power to save. And may that remembrance give us hope this day and every day. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.